seeing your eyes from far away and being like, she has a story, right? What you're telling
you're
me.
You're not gonna fuck me.
And I knew. Caught that.
Yeah, well, it's about wavelengths, you know? And that's not me saying, I want to be on you. More so, I want to know you as a person. And then kind of go from there.
Oh, shit.
Mike is such a sweet, you know, kind, caring person. I really think he's genuine.
So Mike is running HBCU game. He's running HBCU game. Imagine that.
Down to earth, and I can't wait to really get to know.
Life is, like, totally about wavelengths. And, like, if we're on the same wavelength, then we can be, like, on the same page. Because, like, if you're not on the same page, you'll, like, never finish the book. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I feel the same way! Dude, honestly, man, HBCU game. I can't describe HBCU game. You know it when you see it.
Know him?
We'll get a lot of conversations, I promise.
You think?
I promise.
It's a deal?
Yeah.
Shake on
I'll
it?
Pick you, promise.
That's even more.
Oh, yeah. They're going to fuck. Oh, wow.
I got to ask, whose idea was it to come to the island, you or your man?
It was mine. I have a lot of questions. There's like a couple red flags in my head that are like maybe he kind of just wants to do.
Yeah.
His own thing.
Oh, boy.
Like, girls will hit on him next to me, but I'll be introduced as a friend.
Yeah.
And it's like...
That's bullshit.
He introduces you as a friend.
Nah.
This is my friend, Ash.
No, she's lying. She's lying. She's lying. I don't believe that for 1 second. I don't believe that for 1 second. Hania does not introduce her as her friend. Because if he did, then she would have dumped him already. Like, get the fuck out of here. You see, what's happening now is Ash is looking for a reason to cheat. She's looking for a reason to cheat, right? Because at this point, Ash is very... Women are very in tuned to the guys who actually give a shit about their situation and guys who don't. If she gets the inkling that a guy doesn't really give a shit whether she's in a relationship or not, she doesn't feel the need to do all this extra shit. But Ashley is going to the extreme. She's going to the extreme. Well, girl sit on him in front of me. That's not his fault. Okay, listen, if you want the good-looking guy, you're going to have good-looking guy problems. But now she's going to go and say he introduces me as a friend. Dude, that's grounds for dismissal. I would never introduce Devin as my friend. That's stupid. She's my girlfriend. Ashley's full of shit here, man. Dude, I swear to God, they will lie about everything, man. They'll lie about everything. This is bullshit.
I think we all came here for a reason, and in my eyes, Ash came here to
get fucked.
Open that part,
her legs.
Part of herself up and, you know, see if she can have a better connection with someone else. Even though he may not be filling his end of the deal and this love, you know, you're giving all that you have.
Oh, my God. And how do you know that, James? Huh? How do you know she's giving all that she has? What, because she told you? Oh, wait a minute. Did Ash tell you, James, that she was the one that decided to move to New York City from Albuquerque for more opportunities? So who's upholding whose end of the bargain? And did it ever occur to Jane that maybe the reason why he introduces her as her friend is because she fucking lives in New York City? You see how girls try to spin things around to make their man sound terrible? He introduces me as a friend and he's not upholding his end of the bargain. This guy's making all these assumptions. James, you don't know shit. James is 25. He's young. But guys, when a girl is attracted to you and she has a boyfriend, she will lie to you about everything, including the fact that she's married. Dude, so many women have lied to me about their relationship status. It's ridiculous. They'll say whatever they have to get your guard down. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Not holding back, which is the way to live.
Oh, thank you for coming to this journey.
Oh, of course.
And
of course,
going down this path.
I'm always here to talk, you know?
Oh, my God. She's going to fuck him. Oh, I'm seeing some ass.
I'm a little distracted, I think. I'm such a, like, a out of sight, out of mind kind of person.
Yeah. Look at,
like,
all these bitches around. Who is this girl?
And if you're not here and now, then I have a hard time giving you the attention that you want.
Immediately was thinking, like, okay, Kristen is somebody I could ask on a date. And Juicy did give direct attention to me during the reveal. And so I'm looking to maybe explore that a little bit, too.
I'm almost worried for her now. She brought me here to see how trustworthy I am, but she did not know what she's getting herself into. I'm like, yo, if you cheat on.
Oh, dude, this guy.
Me, then almost so I have free reign.
If I were one of the girlfriends, I would definitely be freaking out.
Dude, Juicy is hot. Whoa.
All the girls are hot.
Jesus. Dude, she is fucking gorgeous. Look at her face. Woo. Wow. Dude, Juicy's a bad bitch. I ain't gonna lie. Holy moly. Juicy is sexy as fucking hell, man. And she's a yoga instructor? That means she's flexible too? Goddamn.
I would definitely not bring my boyfriend here.
Rules are meant to be broken, am I right?
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Only women say rules are meant to be broken. No, you fucking idiot. Rules are meant to keep you from dying. Rules are meant to be broken. Oh my God. Yeah, she's hot, but she's got the tattoos. Ah, the fucking tats, man. Like, Juicy's hot, but those tattoos, man.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody?
Yay!
We had a good time. Yeah, we had a great time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I gotta say, we gotta wrap this party up. Guys, you can take off. Thank you for entertaining the ladies. You set up a great party, and it looks like it just was perfect.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. But you guys aren't done. As a matter of fact, I've got a wonderful dinner prepared for you with your boyfriend.
Yay!
And that dinner is gonna be here at your villa.
Yay!
So, oh, boy.
All right.
Yay! I can't wait to see the boys.
I bet you can't. I can't wait to see the boys.
Not the cows.
Hanya's.
Bon
appetit. Oh, look at Hanya.
What do you say, family? How's dinner?
How you doing? Come join us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here's to a lovely dinner. Cheers, cheers, cheers. I've really been waiting for this moment because up till now it's a whirlwind. I was looking forward to just having a moment to just chop it up with you guys. Jillian and Edgar, I'm gonna start with you. How are you feeling right now? Where are you at emotionally?
Jillian's just fine. She's already picked out who she wants to fuck.
I am feeling better now that I'm with Edgar. It was definitely weird to like wonder what he was doing all day. So it's making me feel a little uneasy that I don't get to see the whole story.
This is so fucking funny. I knew she would do this. Washley did the same thing to Casey. She is giving her boyfriend a false sense of security. This is why when they asked Casey, hey, man, like, are you, he's like, no, I'm 100% certain nothing's going on. Washley did such a great job at snowing Casey into thinking that she was actually worried about what he was doing that he was shocked. He lost his shit when he saw her making out with Ben. And so now here we have Jillian. Oh, I feel so much better now that I'm here with Edgar. Jillian is a great, she is a class A slut, and she is going to break this poor dude's heart. And he's not going to see it coming. The only way he would see this coming is if he were, like, super paranoid. If he's super paranoid, then he'll stay on edge. But what she wants to do is she wants to give him a false sense of security. She wants to think, well, if I'm worried about him, then he's got to be worried about me, and he's not going to do nothing. I don't buy it.
Story right sure. now.
Is trust a big issue for the two of you?
Oh, my God. It is for him.
We have, in the past, both broken the trust.
So there has been infidelity. We have in the past both broken the trust. Translation, we both cheated. How many times has Jillian cheated on Edgar? How many times has Edgar cheated on Jillian?
It's definitely, it's definitely taken a toll on our relationship.
Edgar, have you guys made any, like, rules of how you're going to approach this?
I think we both agree that after a kiss, we can gauge as to whether or not there's physical chemistry there.
Oh, my God.
And anything beyond that isn't really necessary.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So he gave Jillian permission to kill. This is going to be bad.
Hanya and Ash, why are you here? What do you want?
I want to know if I'm making the right decisions.
About your future?
About my future. About love. I want a little guidance to make the right decision. I need to know if I can make long distance work.
And Hanya, do you think there's a way to make that work?
Nope.
I think there's a way, you know? I don't mean to be cliche, but where there's a will, there's a way. You know, and I'm so willing.
Okay.
Ash must such a, she must suck a good dick.
So I love you.
Ashley and Lascelles. Whose idea was it to come here? Yours, Ashley?
It was my idea, yeah.
Why? Look at Lascelles.
Because,
Ashley's fucking beautiful. Wow.
You got it, Ashley. You got this.
Speak your truth, girl.
We're here.
Today, we saw the singles, and there was one guy that brought me by the pool. We had, like, the best conversation ever. It felt like an emotional, like, energy connection. Like, everything he said was, like, everything I wanted to hear. Like, we had that bond. Sometimes we don't really have
that. How does that make you feel, Lascelles?
It's upsetting. I wish I could share more emotions, tears, but that's just not who I am. I don't want to force anything that's not real.
Attaboy. And yeah, Ash looks much older than 28. She looks like she's 38.
Okay.
And Geeky Anomaly, yeah, the long distance is Ash's fault. She decided to move to New York City, not Hanya.
Boy, I have so much to say to you. And I'm going to just trust that I'm going to get a chance to say it another time.
You will. We'll have time.
Iris and Luke, how are you feeling?
I hoped throughout our...
Luke is feeling good. Luke is like, I'm good, Mark. Shit.
...relationship that he could open up his emotions. And I feel like... basically, I'm hurting for him because I feel like his emotions are trapped within himself, and I don't think that's a way to live.
What's the problem?
I've just, like, never really seen Luke cry. I've seen him cry once, and it wasn't really to me.
Are you saying that you know him and you love him, but you don't know that he's showing you all of him?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Mark. What are you... Oh, dude, Mark is the... hell. Now Mark is trying to be the shrink. Oh, yay, yay.
Stems back to the family and how broken up a lot of things are in that regard.
You say the word family and I see you get choked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Iris, is this more what you're talking about right here?
Yeah. And I feel like we're about to just like, I was about to see it.
Look, you all came here with questions, right?
Give me a break.
And I promise you, you're going to get answers. I cannot promise they're going to be to the questions that you came here with. And are you prepared for the possibility that...
This makes no sense. You're going to get answers. It might not be the answers that you were looking for. This is ridiculous. HBCU means historically black colleges and universities. When I say somebody's running... when I say that somebody's running HBCU game, it's the typical... how can I put this? It's the typical 6'4 alpha nigga game. It's basically blowing smoke up her ass, and the only reason why she swallows the bullshit and pretends to like the taste is because the nigga looks good. Girl, you don't... he doesn't know what he has in you. You're a sparkling jewel. He's just a rust bucket. That's HBCU game. Girl, he doesn't know what he has. He's lucky to have a woman like you. He don't know how lucky he is. That's HBCU game.
Your life could change forever. Regardless of who you leave with, if you even leave with anyone at all. This may be the last time you hold each other and you're together as a couple before you leave this island. And for some of you, it's possible that tonight, when you kiss, is the last time you guys will ever kiss. So my suggestion to you is...
fuck her in the ass.
Man, if there's something you haven't said...
oh, my God.
Because you're afraid, you want to hurt somebody's feelings, or what...
let's get one thing straight here. Mark Wahlberg is not some sage. He's not some wise, sagely whatever. He's a fucking game show host. He tries to come off as this, you know, otherworldly... no, Mark Wahlberg is not a relationship expert. He's not. If he were a relationship expert, he would not be the host of the show. Fuck out of here, man.
Whatever, don't leave without saying it. I'll be back in 10 minutes, okay?
Cheers.
Cheers.
One last toast.
Ah! I love Luke. Luke is the man. Luke is the man. My guy Luke. All right. So, who are our draft picks? Oh, shit. Who are our draft picks? Let's go with this draft order, guys.
How are you feeling?
I don't know. Feeling a lot of emotions right now. You know, you're my best friend, my love of my life. I can only see you in my future. I just want you to become truly independent. Really discover who you are. And then you're going to see what I bring to the table, what I'm lacking. And the same for me. You know, because I know we have a lot. We have a lot of potential.
Oh, yeah. And I know, like, you sacrifice a lot for me and stuff like that. And I know the emotions
but I still want more
in you, but... Mm-hmm. Maybe it takes like someone else to bring that emotion.
Oh boy. Yeah. This bitch just literally said to him, I want to see emotion out of you. And maybe it'll take someone else to bring that emotion out of you. Now, she could mean it could be another girl to bring that emotion out of him. What I think she's saying is that it could be another guy to bring that emotion out of him. Right? Could be another guy. She didn't have to tell everybody, oh my God, I had the best conversation ever with this guy and blah, 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 blah. She didn't have to do that. She did that to try to make your boy jealous. He didn't flinch because he ain't tripping. Yeah. I think Luke is the number one. I think Luke at this point is the number one overall pick. I'm going to go Luke. I'm going to go number one is Luke, number two, Hania, number three, Lascelles, and number four, Edgar. I could probably switch Hania and Lascelles. They're probably interchangeable just depending upon the episode. But remember, we thought, and we knew Evan was this tall, good-looking dude. We knew he was a tall, good-looking dude, but it didn't take us long for us to figure out that he was the fucking schoolboy assassin. So we'll see.
I really want you to have an amazing experience and have a good time. Always think about us no matter what you're doing, you know? Because 7 years has been so much. You're like the love of my life. Yeah, I don't want to lose you at all.
I love you, man. I love you so much. This is only the beginning.
This is only the beginning. I don't know. This is the problem. Who in the world told these people it was a good idea to put their relationship at risk on purpose to better your relationship? And I know, listen, man, I know I shouldn't be talking like this because that's really the premise of the show. But guys, this is just, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense that somebody actually talked these people into, okay, you and your girlfriend are going to go to this island. Your girlfriend's going to go and live with a bunch of dudes who are going to try to fuck her. You're going to go and live with a bunch of girls who are going to try to fuck you. And then you're going to come back around. Fuck out of here.
Absolutely.
Oh, S. Notice says Edgar is his number two overall draft pick. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. So S. Notice says Luke, Edgar, Lascelles, and Hania. All right. Okay.
I'm proud of you tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good. I know.
Oh boy.
It's hard for you to get emotional, especially in front of people and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But that meant a lot.
I'm opening up. Like, this is what I'm trying to do. This is the only side of me
I
really need to work on. And
the
you know.
Trust.
And what?
And the trust.
And the trust.
Nah.
The trust is. You know, I'm gonna be able to hold that down. The biggest part of the growth is really just gonna be opening up.
It's exciting to see.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Cannot wait to see you in the end. I hope throughout the whole journey, everything remains cool.
Oh, she loves him.
From here on out.
Yeah.
But this is going to be goodbye, baby. I'm not going to see you.
It's not goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye for now.
Oh, wow. Oh, Luke. Yo, Luke is about to be knee deep in these bitches.
To really dig into
Ashley with her pancake tits.
Find out what you want.
And if you do want to be with me.
Oh, boy.
I know right now that I want to be with you. And I know that I want to be with you at the end of this.
I want you to be happy. With or without me.
Ash has already checked out, y'all. She's already checked out, dude. That's why she's crying. Because Hania told her he loved her. She didn't say it back. She didn't say it back. She's talking as though this is it. Look at her face. There is genuine sorrow on her face. She knows it's over. When your girlfriend says, I want to see you happy, even if it's not with me, translation, it ain't going to be with me.
I hope it's with, but...
Oh, these two are just all mushy.
I'm scared.
I am scared.
Me too.
That's okay, though.
I'm trying to be so brave, and even though I did meet someone who's really nice today, as your friend,
Oh, did you hear that? Oh my God, this bitch is a hoe. Watch very closely. She says, and even though I saw somebody that we connected who's just right, watch.
I did meet someone who's really nice today, as a friend,
Oh no, even though I really met someone nice today who's like a friend.
None of them compared to you.
Oh my God, this girl is so full of shit. Yo, what? Let's listen to this again. Just listen. This is funny as shit. Yo, this is all cap. All cap. Remember, Lashley cried and whined before they got separated. Oh, I don't want to let you go and blah, 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 blah. Dude, this bitch is doing the same thing.
Trying to be so brave and even though
my God,
who's really nice today, as a friend.
Look at Edgar's face. Look at Edgar's face. I'm gonna run that back. Watch.
Even though I did meet someone who's really nice today, as a
look at Edgar. Edgar's like, whoa, wait a minute. You already met someone.
Friend, none of them compared to you.
Oh, please. There is already someone on his radar. It sounds like Edgar is playing the game too.
As a friend, none of them compared to you.
I met someone too who is good as a friend, you know?
But none of them compared to you. You are so much cuter and sexier, and you are just, you get me. You understand who I am. And I'm trying to have an open mind and an open heart because I know that's what we're here to do, you know? I don't want this to be a waste of our time. We're putting everything on the line.
Yo, this is the biggest... Yo, this is the biggest crock of shit I've ever seen. This is the biggest fucking crock... Yes, yes. Jillian is my number one... Jillian is my number one overall pick. She's gonna cheat first. Are you kidding me? I'm just so giddy. Dude, all of this over the top, and you can look at Edgar's face. Hold up. I gotta take a screen cap of that. You can look at Edgar's face. Edgar's not buying this bullshit, man. Edgar's like, bitch, come on now. Come on. Give me a break. This is ridiculous.
I feel like I'm cutting off a limb.
Oh, Jesus.
Part of who I am.
Oh, for crying out loud. Give me a fucking break.
Okay, couples.
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ. That was the biggest fucking crock of shit I've ever seen. Wow, she's got some nice tits.
Thank you.
I love you, too.
Jillian is abso-fucking-lutely gonna cheat, man. She already knows who she's gonna fuck.
You're gonna come with me? Ladies, you're gonna stay here. And,
Oh, look at her. Look how she's leaning into him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is so obvious.
Everything's going to be okay. Come on, boys. Let's go. Ladies, I'll see you soon.
Oh, my God. Look at this. This is such bullshit. Oh, my God.
It's really sad saying about it, Jillian.
This is pretty.
She's grappled with these questions of as to whether or not she should be alone in her 20s. If you really are questioning it, then maybe this isn't what you need right now. And that's fine. But I'm hopeful.
Oh, look at that. The tears dried up, didn't they? Look.
Yeah, we leave together. Don't let me. Don't let me.
Yes, S. Notice. S. Notice says, law number 24, the 49 laws of Sharpe, or Geeky Anomaly, the 49 laws of Sharpe. The more a woman tries to convince you of something, the more likely the opposite is true. Jillian just sat there and gave what she believes is an Oscar-worthy performance. I don't think Edgar's buying it, because Edgar said, well, I met someone too. We're about to see, you guys are about to see the perfect example. And dude, I have no idea what's going to happen. I haven't seen any of these yet. But I'll tell you this, Jillian does not love Edgar. She doesn't, at least not yet. The only chance Edgar has to rescue this relationship out of the fire is to fuck other girls and let himself get caught. Because Jillian is going to be taking some dick. She's going to be taking some dick. And the reason why we know she's going to be taking some dick is because she's got the most, oh my God, I love you so much. And none of them are as cute or as sexy. And even though I met someone who's with a big dick who's kind of going to be like a fuck friend of mine, I'm still... You break with this shit, man.
Love you so much.
It's just too difficult for me right now to even fathom what could possibly be. If we were to not leave the island together.
There you go. That's what you want. This is the kind of reaction. Look.
And together.
Check this out. Just listen to this. This is a woman who loves a man. Watch.
What could possibly be if we were to not leave the island together.
Watch. Look, she's thinking about it. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her. There is no cap in that. Look at that. This is pain.
Ladies, take care of each other. I'll check in with you soon.
You good?
You too. Oh, please, all right, boys, right Jillian, give me a fucking break.
You okay?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, my God.
Please don't let me go.